Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to masterfully describe a time when you had to deal with disappointment in IELTS speaking. Dealing with disappointment is a universal experience that IELTS examiners often explore in the speaking test. This topic allows candidates to demonstrate their ability to reflect on personal experiences, express emotions, and showcase their language skills. Let's dive into how you can effectively tackle this subject and impress your examiner. Understanding the topic. The subject of dealing with disappointment is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It's likely to appear in Part 2 or Part 3, where you'll need to describe a specific situation or discuss the concept more broadly. This topic tests your ability to narrate a personal experience, express emotions and reactions, reflect on lessons learned, use a range of vocabulary related to feelings and coping mechanisms. Part 1. Introduction and interview. While this topic is less likely to appear in Part 1, you might encounter related questions. Here's an example. Examiner, do you think it's important to learn how to handle disappointment? Sample answer, Band 7-8. Absolutely, I believe it's crucial to develop the ability to handle disappointment. Life is full of ups and downs, and learning to cope with setbacks can significantly impact our overall well-being and success. It helps us build resilience and maintain a positive outlook even when things don't go as planned. Part 2. Long term. Here's a potential cue card related to this topic. Describe a time when you had to deal with disappointment. You should say what the situation was, why you felt disappointed, how you dealt with it, and explain what you learned from this experience. Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to deal with significant disappointment. It was when I failed to secure an internship at a prestigious company I had been aspiring to work for. The situation arose during my final year of university. I had meticulously prepared for the application process, spending weeks refining my CV and practicing interview techniques. I was confident that I had a good chance of being selected. I felt deeply disappointed when I received the rejection email. It was a crushing blow to my self-esteem, as I had invested so much time and effort into the application. The disappointment was compounded by the fact that several of my peers had been successful in their applications. To deal with this setback, I first allowed myself to feel disappointed for a day or two. I acknowledged my emotions rather than suppressing them. Then, I decided to take a proactive approach. I reached out to the company's HR department to ask for feedback on my application. Their constructive criticism was invaluable in helping me understand where I could improve. This experience taught me several important lessons. Firstly, I learned that rejection is not a reflection of my worth as a person or my potential as a professional. Secondly, I realized the importance of resilience and the ability to bounce back from setbacks. Finally, I understood that seeking feedback after a disappointment can be an excellent way to grow and develop. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to recount an instance when I had to grapple with profound disappointment. It occurred when I narrowly missed out on securing a scholarship for a master's program at a prestigious university abroad. The situation unfolded during my final undergraduate year. I had poured my heart and soul into the application, meticulously crafting my personal statement and research proposal. Given my academic track record and the positive feedback from my referees, I was cautiously optimistic about my chances. When I received the email informing me that I hadn't been selected, I was utterly devastated. The disappointment was particularly acute because I had pinned so many hopes on this opportunity. It felt like a crushing blow to my aspirations and self-confidence. To cope with this setback, I initially allowed myself to wallow in my disappointment for a short while. I found it helpful to articulate my feelings to close friends and family. After this period of emotional catharsis, I adopted a more pragmatic approach. I reached out to the scholarship committee for detailed feedback on my application, which proved to be tremendously insightful. This experience was immensely educational. Firstly, it taught me the importance of maintaining perspective. While this was a significant setback, it wasn't the end of my academic journey. Secondly, I learned to view rejection as redirection rather than failure. Most importantly, it reinforced the value of perseverance and the need to have multiple contingency plans when pursuing ambitious goals. Examiner, how did this experience change your approach to future challenges? Sample answer, band 7-8. This experience significantly altered my approach to future challenges. It taught me to be more resilient and to view setbacks as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. I became more proactive in seeking feedback and using it to improve myself. Additionally, I learned to diversify my goals and not to put all my hopes on a single outcome. Sample answer, band 8-9. This experience profoundly transformed my approach to future challenges. It instilled in me a more nuanced understanding of success and failure. I became more adept at managing my expectations and developing contingency plans. Moreover, it catalyzed a shift in my mindset, enabling me to view setbacks as invaluable learning experiences rather than personal failings. This newfound perspective has made me more resilient and adaptable in the face of adversity. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner, do you think people today are less able to handle disappointment than in the past? Sample answer, band 7-8. I believe there's an argument to be made that people today might find it more challenging to handle disappointment compared to previous generations. This could be due to several factors. Firstly, social media often presents an idealized version of people's lives, which can make personal setbacks feel more significant. Additionally, the instant gratification culture fostered by technology might make it harder for people to cope when things don't go their way immediately. However, it's important to note that this is a generalization, and many individuals today demonstrate great resilience in the face of disappointment. Moreover, there's now more awareness about mental health and coping strategies, which can actually help people deal with disappointment more effectively. Sample answer, band 8-9. This is a nuanced issue that defies simple generalizations. On one hand, it could be argued that the current generation might struggle more with disappointment due to several societal shifts. The pervasive influence of social media, which often presents a curated, idealized version of reality, may exacerbate feelings of inadequacy when faced with personal setbacks. Furthermore, the instant gratification culture fostered by technological advancements might have eroded our collective patience and resilience. Conversely, one could contend that today's generation is actually better equipped to handle disappointment. There's unprecedented access to information and resources on mental health and coping strategies. The destigmatization of seeking help for emotional issues might enable people to process disappointment more healthily. Additionally, the rapid pace of change in modern society might have cultivated a greater adaptability in younger generations. Ultimately, the ability to handle disappointment likely varies more on an individual basis rather than generational lines. What's crucial is fostering resilience and emotional intelligence across all age groups to better cope with life's inevitable disappointments. Key vocabulary and phrases. To score high in your IELTS speaking test when discussing disappointment, consider using these advanced words and phrases. Grapple with, phrasal verb, with, to struggle with or work hard to deal with a difficult problem. Example, I had to grapple with feelings of inadequacy after the rejection. Setback, noun, a problem that delays or prevents progress or makes things worse than they were. Example, I viewed the disappointment as a temporary setback rather than a permanent failure. Resilience, noun, resilience, the ability to be happy, successful, etc., again after something difficult or bad has happened. Example, building resilience is crucial for dealing with life's disappointments. Catharsis, noun, thasis, the process of releasing strong emotions through a particular activity or experience. Example, talking about my disappointment with friends provided a much-needed catharsis. Perseverance, noun, coverance, continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. Example, my experience taught me the value of perseverance in the face of disappointment. Examiner's advice. To excel in discussing disappointment in your IELTS speaking test, be specific. When describing your experience, provide concrete details to make your narrative vivid and engaging. Show reflection. Demonstrate your ability to learn from disappointments and apply these lessons to future situations. Use a range of vocabulary, incorporate advanced words and phrases related to emotions and coping mechanisms. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking about disappointments to ensure you can discuss the topic smoothly and confidently. Show balanced thinking. When discussing broader questions about disappointment, consider multiple perspectives to showcase critical thinking skills. By following these guidelines and utilizing the sample answers provided, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about dealing with disappointment in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to practice regularly and adapt these responses to your personal experiences. For more tips on handling challenging topics in IELTS speaking, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to deal with a difficult decision at work.